This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, February 4th. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, we'll look at Illinois' General Assembly and how some bills they'll take up in the coming weeks were started up by former Governor Rob Blagojevich. We'll also check your forecast for Champaign-Urbana, which includes temperatures in the 50s coming up by Saturday. But first, a look at today's news. Champaign County officials will hope to avoid layoffs as department heads begin mowing through a roughly $1 million deficit. Brendan McGinty, who chairs the county board's finance committee, says job cuts can't be ruled out, but is optimistic that department heads will find alternate ways of trimming costs. He suggests a couple of ways. He says the county is making recommendations for trimming utility costs through an energy task force and is looking at creative methods for negotiating with insurance providers. Those areas, along with a reduction in sales tax revenue, are being blamed for the shortfall. But McGinty contends that local leaders have put Champaign County on better footing than other areas.
I think if you look at us compared to a lot of other government bodies out there, a lot of other organizations out there, we're managing it. You know, we're working to manage it so that people don't lose their jobs. And because personnel is always a huge cost, for a government body.
Unpaid furloughs or a hiring freeze may also be considered. McGinty says department heads will meet prior to Thursday night's finance committee meeting and should help answer many of those questions. He notes it's early in the fiscal year and leaders are trying to address the county's finances before they become truly problematic. McGinty says any job losses would be minimal. Illinois Governor Pat Quinn got FaceTime with the president and passed out his cell phone number to lawmakers as he sought to mend fences yesterday that he says were broken by his predecessor. Quinn met for about an hour with the two Illinois senators and 11 members of the state congressional delegation. He also got a 10-minute chat with President Barack Obama at the White House. Quinn says he and Obama talked about the economic recovery bill. He says Obama made no commitments and won't favor Illinois over other states clamoring for a portion of the stimulus money. The governor fit in lunch with U.S. Transportation Secretary and former Illinois Congressman Ray LaHood. Quinn was also briefed on the stimulus bill at the National Governors Association. A list of items termed by House Republican leaders as wasteful spending in the latest version of an economic stimulus bill includes Illinois' proposed FutureGen project. The addition of the stalled $2 billion clean coal project slated for Mattoon has angered one of FutureGen's chief backers in the House, GOP Congressman Tim Johnson. Johnson's spokesman Phil Bloomer says no one from the Republican leadership contacted Johnson's office about the list before it was released to media yesterday, before the Senate deliberates over the stimulus package.
The fact that they didn't consult with us before putting this project on the list is definitely very annoying. They had every opportunity to. It's like the right hand doesn't know what the left hand is doing, and it's extremely upsetting.
FutureGen was scrapped by the Bush administration Energy Department last year. It had claimed the project was inefficient and had cost overruns. But Illinois lawmakers from both parties have lobbied the Obama administration to get the carbon sequestration project back on track. Bloomer says FutureGen would create jobs in the Mattoon area, just as the economic stimulus package was meant to do. The Illinois General Assembly's two top Democrats think the state's ethic laws should be reviewed. Senate President John Cullerton and House Speaker Michael Madigan yesterday announced a 16-member committee to review possible changes. The Chicago Democrats are reacting to the impeachment of former Governor Rob Blagojevich. The Senate voted to remove him from office last week. Neither Cullerton nor Madigan suggest changes to current law, such as limiting campaign contribution amounts. But each says the state could improve oversight and openness so taxpayers can monitor government better. They also instructed their lawyers to meet with Governor Pat Quinn's newly formed Ethics Commission to discuss measures like strong whistleblower protections. Officials hoping to keep Pontiac Correctional Center open are promoting a letter-writing campaign targeting Governor Quinn. Pontiac Mayor Scott McCoy says he and other local officials want people to write letters asking Quinn to review a decision by former Governor Rob Blagojevich to close Pontiac Correctional Center. Blagojevich planned to close the Pontiac prison last December and move its inmates to a largely unused prison in Thompson. An injunction has kept the prison open. McCoy says officials want the letter writers to be respectful in their comments to Quinn, we pointed out Tuesday, should be treated with the respect he will give those seeking to save Pontiac Prison. Quinn has not said he would reverse Blagojevich's efforts to close the prison. However, he said last week he would order a review of the plan. Urbana's school board approved two more settlement agreements last night without saying if they involved the school district's handling of molestation complaints against former teacher John White. Without discussion, the board approved $100,000 in settlement payments, $19,000 to unnamed parents, making a claim for a minor and $81,000 to an unnamed student. School officials would not say if the two cases were related. The Urbana School Board has approved a string of settlement agreements in recent months. The district faces several lawsuits from families who say school officials ignored signs that John White was molesting young girls in his classroom. The district says it will release details only after all the suits are settled. White is serving a 60-year prison sentence after pleading guilty to abusing young girls at Urbana's Thomas Paine Elementary School and at Colleen Hoos School in Normal. A restructuring plan for Urbana Middle School is headed to the Illinois State Board of Education for their review. The District 116 School Board gave their final approval last night. The plan is meant to boost student achievement and test scores at the middle of school, which has failed to make adequate yearly progress, or AYP, under the No Child Left Behind law for 5 of the last 6 years. The plan puts a sharper focus on improving student learning and opens the educational process to more review and evaluation. Assistant Superintendent Don Owen says initial feedback from Urbana Middle School teachers and staff shows support for the restructuring plan is strong at the school.
We do have a lot of work to do this spring to fine-tune the details of what some of the parts of the plan are going to look like. But I even had a teacher stop me in the hall today at the middle school who said that she's very excited to get to work on this and she's excited about the process. So I think there is a lot of buy-in.
Urbana Middle School's achievement problems occur in specific subgroups, such as special education needs. The school as a whole has always made AYP an annual testing. Besides the middle school, Urbana High School also operates under a restructuring plan in District 116. However, that plan is voluntary since the high school achieved AYP last year. For the latest newscast online, go to wiol.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Foster. Illinois state lawmakers will be back in session this week for the first time since removing Rob Blagojevich as governor. Blagojevich may be gone, but not forgotten. The former governor is the inspiration behind several measures that could be considered this legislative session. Todd Fuhr reports.
Rod Blagojevich and state lawmakers locked horns for years while he was governor, from debates over the state budget to the former governor expanding state-run programs without legislative approval. Amid those conflicts, the governor frequently portrayed himself as a crusader for the people of Illinois. But with Blagojevich gone, lawmakers are seizing the opportunity. That includes a push for new campaign finance limits. Among the allegations against Blagojevich are that he pressured lobbyists and contractors for hefty campaign contributions in exchange for signing legislation or providing funding that they were seeking. Federal prosecutors claim Blagojevich was ramping up efforts to collect as much campaign money as possible before a new law went into effect this year, restricting contributions from state contractors. Democratic State Representative Jack Franks of Woodstock says the legislature should build on that law because anyone else can still give an office holder as much money as they want.
The root of the problems that we've had in Illinois have come from just the juggernaut of fundraising. This governor, I believe, has raised over $50 million in his 6 years in office. It's just an obscene amount of money, which really perpetuates the pay-to-play climate that we have in Illinois.
Franks has introduced a plan to limit individual contributions to $2,300 a person in any single year. That's the same limit as candidates for Congress or president. The measure would also limit contributions from political parties, unions, corporations, and independent political committees. Previous attempts have garnered little traction in the General Assembly, but Frank says given the public outrage over the actions of the state's last two governors, Blagojevich and George Ryan, he thinks lawmakers are ready to accept campaign contribution limits for the first time ever in Illinois. The charges against Blagojevich extend far beyond his fundraising practices. Lawmakers say he repeatedly violated the separation of legislative and executive powers, such as when he expanded a state health care program over the objections of the legislature. The former governor ignored a legislative panel regarding the move of dozens of state transportation jobs from Springfield to southern Illinois and the closing of the Pontiac prison. Both of those moves could be scrapped with Blagojevich out of the governor's office, but Springfield area House Republican Raymond Poe says he wants a message sent to future governors.
We don't want that every time an administration come in has the ability to start closing state facilities in one community or another just because that particular governor doesn't like them. That'd be a terrible precedent to set.
Poe is sponsoring a measure to prevent any governor from closing a state facility unless 8 of the 12 members of the legislature's Commission on Government Forecasting and Accountability agree. Blagojevich's order last fall to close 7 state parks and a dozen historic sites is also reflected in new legislation. Republican Representative Donald Moffitt of Gilson wants to make it possible for those locations to stay open even if they lose state funding. It would allow local governments, universities, or nonprofit agencies to lease the sites for a dollar and operate them for 1 to 5 years. Moffitt says it doesn't make sense to shutter state parks and historic sites to save money on the budget.
To just close the door, board it up, chain the gate is not the answer. You lose state revenue. Our tourism programs deteriorate. The facilities will deteriorate, and it would cost more to bring them back online if you let them become neglected and abandoned.
If a local government were to take control of a state park or historic site, not only would they take responsibility for funding it, they would also get any revenue generated at the site. Since it would just be a temporary lease, any major improvements would have to be approved by the state. Moffitt says his only goal is to make sure state parks and historic sites stay open. Moffitt points out that new Governor Pat Quinn has pledged to reopen all the state parks and historic sites closed last fall. If Quinn follows through, Moffitt says he'd likely pull back his proposal. Governor Quinn is also taking advantage of the Blagojevich aftermath. Quinn has put together a reform commission to root out corruption in state government and recommend changes later this spring. Despite his 6 years in charge, Rod Blagojevich's legacy could be determined by what lawmakers do now that he's gone. I'm Todd Fuhrer.
In the forecast for the region, expect bitterly cold conditions today, mostly sunny, a high around 15, northwest winds to 10 to 15 miles an hour. Bitterly cold tonight, mostly clear, the low around 2, wind chill readings of 2 to 12 below after midnight. Sunny tomorrow, the high around 35, winds up to 30 miles per hour, blustery conditions, the lowest wind chill readings 2 to 12 below early in the morning. Mostly clear tomorrow night, the low in the lower 20s, mostly sunny Friday, the high around 45, mostly cloudy Friday night and Saturday, the low around 38, the high around 52 degrees. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, February 4th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, wiol.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.